Believe it or not, bathing suit weather is coming to Vermont. But for the fourth summer now, residents in Norwich will not be cooling off in their popular natural swimming hole. After Tropical Storm Irene washed out the dam over Charles Brown Brook, Norwich began tangling with the state over a plan to remake the pool. And as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, Norwich is not the only Upper Valley town losing a popular place to swim this season.
In a stand of trees off a dirt road, the Norwich pool is kind of hard to find, unless you're a local. The stream runs freely over rocks around the ruined impoundment. Nearby, Norwich selectman Dan Goulet rakes leaves in the yard of a stately white house where he serves as caretaker. In the spring, he's caught brook trout here. In the summer, he's seen generations of families happily splashing around. So he supports legislation sponsored by Representative Jim Masland requiring the Agency of Natural Resources to authorize reconstruction of the dam.
The dam really should be put back in. Because as far as an encumbrance to the ecosystem of this brook, I don't feel it's an encumbrance because above here a quarter mile is an impassable dam. Down below here a quarter mile is an impassable dam. So what can pass if there's nothing passing those two?
But ANR isn't looking at those existing dams. They're reviewing the request to replace this one. Once a dam washes away, the agency must either turn thumbs down on a new dam or thumbs up on environmental mitigation measures. In this case, Norwich Town Manager Neil Fulton says ANR has so far withheld approval.
The Agency of Natural Resources is concerned with what they call conductivity, the connection of the upstream and downstream so that aquatic mechanisms, fish, for example, can move up and downstream.
But Fulton says fish migration should not be a major obstacle because the dam is closed only 10 weeks a year, and the town's design includes fish ladders. He's getting lots of calls about the pool's comeback.
Especially the kids. You know, when you get a call from a 12-year-old that says, Mr. Fulton, when is the dam going to be rebuilt? It's really hard to say. I really don't know, but we're working hard on it.
If no compromise is reached, Fulton, as well as Selectman Christopher Ashley, is gearing up for a legal battle. Ashley explained his position at a candidates' night before town meeting in March. He's hoping for a legislative reprieve for a new dam, but time for that is running out.
The second thing is ANR will turn us down, and if we've done our homework with our fish studies, we'll litigate and win. My position is we have to have the money to litigate.
Norwich is not the only Upper Valley town lamenting the loss of a swimming spot this year. Hartford's municipal pool, the concrete chlorinated kind, will be closed as well. Recreation Director Tad Nunes says the new construction of an adjacent field house would interfere with pool operation.
Sewer, water, and electrical. And if you think about it, running the pool, you need all three of those all the time.
Hartford residents will be able to use the public pool in Lebanon, and summer day camps will be rerouted indoors to the Upper Valley Aquatic Center. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.